Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your real estate news for this March 20th, 2026. So I'm going to show you two screens and you let me know how you think today's going to go, and I'll be back in a second. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'm the host of The Rate Update, and my goal is to help explain to you guys what in the heck's going to go on with those today and the whys behind it. You realize we're almost at 6.5%? Yeah, 3 weeks ago, that rate was 5.99. What's the culprit? Well, the culprit's the Middle East and oil. But I really want to break down kind of what's going on today because it kind of looks pretty bad all the way across the board. I will be live this afternoon to kind of give you a wrap-up of what happened this week, what we expect next week, and what's kind of going to hopefully go on with these and the whys behind it. So the first thing I want to do is go over the stock market because it is red all the way across the board, and we're going to get the bonds in a second. But look at the Dow Jones. We got the Dow Jones down, S&P down, the NASDAQ, the S&P, the NASDAQ, and the Dow Jones all down. We got oil down. Well, this is, you really have to pay attention to this because I keep watching mainstream media and I keep seeing 110, 120. I'm like, what are you looking at? So now what they're doing is they're hitting Brent crude instead of just main oil. And that's what's, so it's a little bit shocking also. I hate when they kind of shuffle that around just to confuse you, but that's really what's going on with that. But if you're here for mortgage rates, this is the news of the day. So when you see a minus 37, that's not good news. What we follow here on the channel is this bond rate through here. Reason why is I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states. And my goal is each day is to come in and explain to you guys what's going on with these and the whys behind it. So here's what's going on in the bond market today. We have a minus 35. That means mortgage rates, they're going to hit 6.5% at least today. So what's going on behind the scenes? Well, here's what I want to show you. Over the last 2 days, it's been just all over the map. And if you go to a five-day chart, here's where we're at. So all you have to understand on this chart right through here, this is what I follow each day, is the number up through there. If it's red, that's not good news. That means mortgage rates are going up. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. So yes, we will hit 6.5% today, but let's get over to the reasons why for this. But the first thing I want to say is, okay, if you're out there buying or building, should you be freaking out? How high are these rates going to go? Or maybe you're a homeowner thinking, okay, rates were 5.99. I wanted 5.5 and I just sat there. But now did I miss it? Well, let me go to one section real quick. And I usually do this at the end, but I want to kind of front load it on this one because we have a lot of people calling in saying, Dan, when is this going to end? So here's what I want to do. If you're a homeowner right now, we have tools that I can explain to you guys on our website, and I'll give you that data at the end of this. What we do is we want to help you guys understand, okay, at these rates, does it make sense to refinance? Well, rates were 5.99, you know, 3 weeks ago. What should you do now? I wouldn't lock in just yet. Okay, what I would do is I'd put in my application, work with us, me and my team. Let's see, if you're looking to get a lower rate, just lower those payments, we can put your information in, get you approved, and just wait a little bit for those rates to come down. But if you're looking to buy, what I'd like to do is work with you to see, okay, if rates hit 6.5, 6.75, 7, do you still qualify? Make sure you understand the numbers. But when you're trying to understand the numbers, the big thing is we have to understand where mortgage rates are and where they're going and the whys behind it. So for that, we usually go to the economic calendar. But for today, Friday, there's really nothing. So what I thought I would do is summarize this real quick. Now, I have an event this afternoon at 2 o'clock. We're going to summarize what happened this week, what's going to happen or proposed for next week. Then we're going to go over that housing bill that just passed. I'm going to go kind of break that down into detail for you. But the summary of this week, we had, the Federal Reserve did not cut rates, and that was kind of expected. But if you go through here, on Wednesday, we had the PPI number, the inflation numbers. But before that, we actually had ADP payroll numbers. And they came in, I'll say they came in at point. They weren't good, they weren't bad. They were just saying, okay, the employment numbers, low hire, low fire. Then we had the PPI number, inflation numbers at the producer level. Now, if you watch my videos from about a week ago, I was like, okay, watch these numbers. They're probably going to go up. Okay, but the economist said, well, the last reading on producer inflation was 0.5. It was going to go down to 0.3. Well, it went up to 0.7. Watch my videos. I said, there's no way this thing is going to go down. Well, here's the bad news behind this. It's at 0.7 before we had this oil increase. So now how high is inflation going to go from here? That's what we really got to focus in on. And that's what the markets are expecting right now. How long is this war going to last? Because the longer it lasts, well, the higher rates are going to go and the stickier they're going to be. But then we had the Federal Reserve come in and not do anything. But then we got on Thursday, kind of the same day, the day after, initial jobless claims and continued claims. So the Fed's sitting here saying, okay, we got inflation at 3% or even higher, that we wanted at 2. We have a jobs market that you know, it's okay. We had initial jobless claims that came in at a point, continued claims that came in at a point. So even ADP payrolls, yeah, I'm going to look at those as well. They came in okay. So we have a jobs market that's okay. We have inflation that's higher, and going to continue to go higher. My concern now is, could the Federal Reserve actually start increasing rates? I don't think there's a chance of that. But here's the conundrum we have. If we go over to this, now when is the Federal Reserve supposed to cut rates? And now if you look at the charts, they're not supposed to cut rates until July of 2027. So this Iranian conflict's causing more than just debacle in the stock market. It's pushing mortgage rates oil prices higher and higher and higher, which is going to keep pushing up inflation. And it's going to keep pushing up mortgage rates because higher inflation means higher interest rates for longer. So if you want to collapse this all together, here's what we got. We've got oil prices because of the Iranian conflict pushing up oil, and because oil's in everything, that's going to increase our inflation numbers that are already high. So we have inflation at 3, maybe 3.2. Can it go to 3.5? Federal Reserve wants it at 2. We have a jobs market that's okay. What's the Fed going to do? Absolutely nothing. What's the markets going to do? Well, they're panicking right now. They're saying, okay, we got to get out of everything. We got to get out of stocks. We got to get out of bonds. We got to get out of everything. We just don't know what to do. So the money's now moving into money markets. That's where I've been finding where the money's going. So as soon as the conflict's over, even like President Trump said, when the conflict's over, you're hopefully going to see oil just fall like a rock. When that happens, the money will move back into the markets, and then you'll have much more stability. So what would I be doing if I'm a homeowner right now looking to refinance? If I'm a home buyer looking to maybe buy down the road? Might go to my website right through here. So I told you I'd tell you a little bit about me at the end of this video. So here's what we got. So if you're a homeowner right now, putting your information up there at RateWatch 2.1, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to monitor rates for you and actually your payment. So you can put in RateWatch 2.1. You can now put in how much of a monthly savings you want. And when that hits, I'll be calling you as well. We don't sell the data, folks. What I want to do is help you track these things. So the next time mortgage rates hit 5.99, you don't miss it. Okay, so but what do you do if you're a home, you're looking to buy a house? Reach out to us because you probably got pre-approved already. You probably got pre-approved at a rate at maybe 5.99. Do you now qualify at 6.5? So here's what I do. I work at a bank that provides me a license in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. That's not cool enough. Well, I'm set up with almost 40 other lenders. Why? Okay, so if you're watching this video, you're probably trying to figure out, okay, I want to understand real estate. And the biggest thing is what's going on with mortgage rates? When should I lock? What should I do? Well, we want to provide you the tools to allow you to do a lot of these things on your own. So if you're a homeowner, plug your information into there. I'll track these things for you. If you're looking to build or buy, reach out to me. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I have over almost 40 different lenders we work with. And the reason being is, if you're watching this, you're trying to find that best rate, lowest fees. So you're putting your application in over there, that credit union, that bank, that lender, bankingtree.com. And over this, you're going to get all these credit pools. You're going to ruin your credit. You're going to get all these quotes. And then you're going to be like, now what? So we'd love to work with you from applications, the keys in your hands, or maybe you're looking for a refinance or debt consolidation. Maybe we can save you a lot of money and make life or even housing a little more affordable. So that's my goal each day, folks. But right now we're going to see the bond market is down 34 points. That means the mortgage rates are going to hit 6.5 or higher today. We got the stock market taking it on the chin as well. Oil's down, but make sure you're following the correct oil numbers. Just look for oil and it should be under $100 a barrel. When you see it 120, just make sure that you understand now that mainstream media is just trying to play a little trick on you. But if you need some help with all this, please visit me at therateupdate.com. Otherwise, please subscribe over there. We're trying to get to 50,000 subscribers as soon as we can. Only you can help me. So I got 7,500 videos down there and more. And I just yesterday hit 9 million views. So thank you to you guys for watching and supporting my channel. That's it for today. I will be back live to wrap up this week on what happened and the whys behind it and the peak to what's going to happen next week. So if you're a homeowner, home buyer, you might get a little insight on what might happen with these next week and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching, guys. Have a great weekend. If you don't join me live, but I do have some fantastic videos coming out this weekend, I think you'll find interesting. Thanks a lot. God bless. Be safe out there, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.